Ascent Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Leading with Care in a Tough World, Beyond Servant Leadership, by Bob DeCook and Philip G. Clampett, narrated by Carolyn Jania. Preface. Type the words leadership book into Amazon.com, and you'll find over 60,000 titles. That's good news, because it means that many people aspire to be better leaders. The bad news? You can't read them all. Leading with Care in a Tough World differs from other books, because we explain how recalibrating five core leadership beliefs, uncertainty, progress, values, learning, and caring, can transform your daily leadership behaviors in ways that will fulfill your career aspirations and propel your organization to new levels. The first section of the book helps leaders grapple with some fundamental questions. How should you react to the inherent uncertainties of life? How do you define progress? What core values should guide your relationships, aspirations, and decisions? How do people learn and unlearn? How can you be kind in a tough world? All leaders, regardless of experience level, could enhance their viewpoints on these questions. This book provides the framework for wisely responding to these fundamental questions. Answers to these questions serve as a springboard to the second section of the book, which highlights specific visible and subtle practices of inspiring leaders. In this section, we discuss issues such as coaching employees, communicating effectively, collaborating with others, establishing value-adding relationships, and managing pushback. Other leadership books may deal with some of these issues, but few connect these issues to core leadership beliefs in the way Leading with Care in a Tough World does, in terms of depth, insight, and practicality. We sought to go beyond the rich foundation of the servant leadership movement. Specifically, Leading with Care goes beyond a string of stories from accomplished executives. To be sure, much can be learned from leaders like Steve Jobs, Meg Whitman, Winston Churchill, Indra Nooyi, and others. Leadership books of this type often illuminate and may inspire readers. Yet these books often neglect to discuss the practical, strategic insights leaders need to use on a daily basis to achieve amazing outcomes. We tell our fair share of illuminating stories, but we also drill down into the specifics of the lessons learned and how to implement the lessons in the workplace. Note, in some cases we used aliases and changed small details to protect the leader's identity. Leading with Care highlights both the development of the leader's mindset and the leader's relationships with others. Many books devoted to the softer leadership side tend to focus on me. That is, development of the leader's personal emotional control and empathy. That's important, but only part of the equation. The missing piece of the equation involves developing the proper we, the cultivating of proper relationships between leaders and others. Part 1 of Leading with Care highlights the core beliefs and thinking routines leaders need to develop themselves, the me. Part 2 builds on this foundation and educates listeners on how to cultivate the proper relationships, the we, to create extraordinary outcomes. If you wade through all the leadership books, you would be unlikely to find any other work that skillfully integrates these two sides of the leadership equation. Leading with Care presents leadership principles that were tested, tried, and refined over decades of practice. Some leadership books tout trailblazing research. Others advocate ideas based on extraordinary personal experiences. Both approaches have merit. Leading with Care is based on both original research and professional experience. Yet, we take it one step further. We've tested these practices and refined them based on the experiences and feedback of others. The approach we take in this book allows us to answer some of the most tough and vexing challenges leaders face today, including 1. How can leaders better respond to the great uncertainties of the day and make progress? 2. How do leaders translate admirable leadership ideas into everyday practices? 3. How can leaders transform pushback into a unifying consensus? 4. Why isn't emotional intelligence enough to succeed as a leader today? 5. How do caring leaders encourage others while avoiding toxic positivity? 6. Why do leaders need to adjust their leadership approach in a post-COVID world? 7. How do leaders transform the sentiments of servant leadership into tangible actions that produce extraordinary results? 8. How should caring leaders respond to political activism by employees? 9. How do caring leaders embrace diversity and inclusiveness to cultivate high-performance cultures? Answers to these questions and many more emerge next. Enjoy, learn, explore. Introduction. If you have ever received a package in the mail emblazoned with a "handle with care" label, what would you expect to see inside? Something fragile, no doubt. And perhaps something quite valuable. Your anticipation grows as you carefully unwrap the package and wonder about what might be hidden deep in the bubble wrap or buried in the shredded paper. After you solve that mystery, what happens next? You look for damage or if something is broken or missing. You wonder if, in fact, the package was handled with care. Treating people, e.g. employees, colleagues, customers, and stakeholders, like they have handle with care tags affixed to their t-shirts, smocks, hoodies, sweaters, or lapels should be built into every leader's DNA. Likewise, treating the pursuit of outcomes like they were wrapped with fragile handle with care tape should be a fundamental dimension of every leader's passion. This norm suggests an important question. What does handle with care actually mean to those in leadership positions? To many people, caring simply means expressing empathy, compassion, or concern. Fair enough, but we think it means much more. Caring at a deeper level acknowledges the unique circumstances people face. Think of it this way. People, like packages, endure lots of jostling and bumping as they move through life. Likewise, well-developed plans get challenged and torpedoed, sometimes every step of the way. Shallow caring rarely produces magical outcomes. Amazon would never have become a Fortune 50 company if it merely shipped packages with best wishes for a safe arrival. Rather, Amazon thinks more deeply about how to properly care for parcels. For instance, the packaging in the box protects the cargo, but so does the box's structure and the way the item gets packed. Using the right packing material, visible, is important. But it must be arranged in the right way, subtle. Amazingly, Amazon has now reinvented package delivery with Amazon Prime Service to underpin the importance of deep caring in delivery. Likewise, we think of caring leadership as composed of visible and subtle elements. You might fool some people with shallow caring, but you can't lead them to extraordinary results by nodding concern and hoping for the best. You wouldn't treat a valuable package that way. So why would anyone lead in that way? Sadly, many in leadership positions do exactly that. Deep caring goes beyond short-term well wishes. We champion deep caring leadership that focuses on long-term, proactive, and developmental relationships. The contrast between shallow and deep caring may not be immediately evident to people. Yet over time, deep caring leadership supercharges people and their organizations, while unleashing latent energy on skills few could imagine. It never ceases to amaze us what people will accomplish when they know leaders, commit their time to develop them, have their back, sincerely recognize and appreciate their contributions, display a genuine interest in them, lead with a sense of warmth and empathy. Take time to listen to employees and make sure they feel heard. Encourage them to do their best work. Provide space for them to grow. In this tough, competitive, and high expectations world, many leaders don't behave in ways that generate these instinctive feelings. Yet when people sense these passions about their leaders, it magically awakens a visceral spirit of connection that engages people in wonderful ways. The passions, commitments, and sheer grit released by a caring leader springboards people to unseen and unparalleled heights. Degrees of caring. Shallow caring. Short-term. Appeasement-focused. Excuse-enabling. Comforting mindset. Empathy-motivated. Visible. Reactive. Placating. Deep caring. Long-term. Development-focused. Change-enabling. Transformational mindset. Solution-motivated. Visible and subtle. Proactive. Empowering. Why do we need to lead with care? Our businesses, our organizations, our governments, and our people are riddled with divisiveness. Consider five of the top concerns leaders across generations must address. Concern number one, employees lack engagement in their workplace. Gallup reported that only 15% of employees in the United States are truly engaged in the workplace. Yet nearly 70% of employees say they would work harder if they felt more appreciated. Over 90% of the employees surveyed believed their leadership lacks communication skills to lead. Another recent study estimated that low employee engagement costs U.S. companies $450 to $550 billion annually. We believe that estimate is too low. Concern number two. Citizens lack trust in public sector leaders. Public sector leaders recognize that trust in their leadership is approaching historic lows. Citizens are resisting their public health advice. Pushback regarding the direction of public school instruction makes daily headlines. A lack of trust emerges, in part, from poor leadership skills by those who govern. Many political leaders are pushing people apart rather than pulling people together. Concern number three. The workplace in a post-COVID world will be reimagined. Work flexibility offered by remote work is considered a perk by many. In fact, 54% of office workers say they'd leave for a job with more flexibility. Envisioning an empowered workplace with a mix of on-site and remote workers represents an unprecedented leadership challenge. Concern number four. Heightened political activism by employees has paralyzed many leaders. High-profile political protests represent sentiments that percolate throughout many organizations. Vocal employees often demand action by their leaders on their political issues, even as other employees directly or indirectly push back. Navigating these tricky waters requires a different and non-traditional leadership approach. Concern number five. The sentiments behind servant leadership and emotional intelligence have proven to be a daunting challenge. A virtual flood of books, seminars, and podcasts about servant leadership and emotional intelligence cultivated some of the core sentiments advocated in leading with care. Yet, many leaders struggle with how to act on these ideas in a practical way. Leading with care directly addresses these concerns. It has broad, worldwide applications in both the public and private sectors. Leaders who practice this caring approach will bring about much-needed leadership change. It will unite people, allowing them to accomplish the amazing. Who should listen to this book, and who should not? We wrote this book for aspiring leaders, practicing leaders, and seasoned executives seeking ways to unlock the untapped potential of others, their teams, and their organizations. Aspiring leaders often have the right desires, but not the tools. If you are an aspiring leader, you will encounter an avalanche of leadership articles and books. By placing Leading with Care at the top of your reading stack, you can develop the fundamental sentiments of great leaders as you learn the specific practices to act on those sentiments. If you are a practicing leader, you may have hit a rough patch because you recognize that meeting the organization's expectations is not enough on a personal or professional level. You may be seeking something more and want to invest in others in ways that produce magical results. At the root of your challenge may be the need to better understand the subtle skills of a caring leader. These are the ones that few researchers and practitioners ever speak about. This book will help you discover and develop exactly those skills. If you are a seasoned executive, leader of leaders, who wants to build a great place to work, you may be looking for a framework to inspire other leaders in your organization. Caring leadership can awaken deeper, more profound passions in people. Nothing inspires people more than seeing caring leaders in action every day. So, whom is this book not for? It's not for those who are mired in self-deception and unwilling to shift their perspective and do the hard work of deep caring. If you think you might fall into that category, then we would recommend reading Leadership and Self-Deception as your starting point. Why should you believe us? Some authors' credibility flows from years of successful practice. Check. Other authors' expertise emerges from novel research projects. Check. And a few leadership authors offer a new twist on the extensive writing in the field. Check. We offer all three. Successful practice. Collectively, we have over 6 decades of experience successfully leading organizations. Bob has held a number of leadership positions in a diverse set of high-profile businesses. In his previous role as president of the Bolt Company, he and the Bolt team transformed the company into a billion-dollar business with divisions all across the United States. This was accomplished totally through organic growth. Phil has been honored with multiple named and endowed professorships and has received numerous awards for his teaching and scholarship while acting as department head in communication and information science programs. Both of your authors have mentored and coached leaders in for-profit and nonprofit organizations. And yes, both of your authors have made mistakes, but we have used them as learning opportunities to refine our leadership approaches. We use these experiences to enrich the practices advocated in this book. Novel research. We have conducted numerous innovative studies about uncertainty management, communication satisfaction, progress making, organizational culture, clear thinking, safety practices, and employee empowerment, with thousands of employees across a wide range of organizations. We routinely monitor employee engagement in a variety of companies. For example, over a recent 6-year period at the Bolt Company, we found that 93% of over 4,000 respondents agreed that team members collaborate to solve problems. And the most frequent words used to describe their work environment were exciting, collaborative, and team. In another study, we found that 98% of employees believed the leadership team has responded appropriately to the COVID-19 virus, We used the insights from these various studies to formulate the sensibilities and key insights in this book. New twist. Our respective shelves are stacked with books on leadership and biographies of great leaders, accumulated over decades of readings and pondering the core practices of excellent leaders. The books range from scholarly tomes like Sensemaking in Organizations by Carl Weick, to more popular books like Emotional Intelligence by Daniel Goleman, to the softer but enlightening works like Who Moved My Cheese by Johnson and Blanchard. Before writing this book, we scrutinized the heavily earmarked and highlighted passages from the stacks of books and articles that line our personal libraries. We sought to distill the core insights into our unique perspective on caring leadership. We even revisited and refined ideas from our previous books. No doubt some listeners will recognize updates to that thinking in this book. In short, here's why you should carefully contemplate the ideas in this book. We've uniquely synthesized our collective expertise, novel research, and new twists on the leadership literature in order to provide you with actionable practices to enhance your leadership style. We don't claim to have all the answers, but we believe this book offers profoundly valuable perspective to aspiring leaders, practicing leaders, and leaders of leaders. Embrace a little uncertainty, listen on, and let's find out. What can you expect? Deep caring leadership emerges from five core beliefs. Embracing uncertainty promotes growth. Progress making inspires extraordinary performance. Cultivating the right values builds a special sense of identity. Lifelong learning fosters humility. Acting with kindness is not being soft. These fundamental beliefs are captured in Part 1, The Beliefs of Caring Leaders. Part 2 of the book builds on these core beliefs and highlights 9 key practices leaders need to master in order to deliver unexpected and remarkable outcomes. We start each chapter by defining the core practice and discussing why it is so important. Next, we share more specific techniques you should master in the quest to become a more caring leader. We divide these techniques into 2 categories. A, visible practices that people can easily observe, and B, subtle practices that are not clearly visible to many, but engage people on deeper levels. Parts 1 and 2 are symbiotically related. Strengthening one bolsters the other and vice versa. As your commitment deepens to these core beliefs, so will your ability to act on those beliefs. Likewise, as you use more of the caring leader practices, your beliefs that support those practices will intensify. Caring leaders embrace a deep, robust, and never-wavering commitment to their fellow human beings. Yet, sometimes caring leaders need to be tough to demonstrate that they care on a deeper level. In short, caring leaders are on a mission to inspire others to achieve even more extraordinary results than they ever dreamed possible for themselves and their organizations. So, let's get right to the hard work. It starts with re-examining your core beliefs about deep caring. Listen on, reflect further, and grow. Part 1. The Beliefs of Caring Leaders. This section spotlights 5 core beliefs that distinguish caring leaders from other types of leaders. Enriching your understanding, appreciation, and commitment to these beliefs profoundly enhances your leadership potential. Collectively, these core beliefs of caring leaders can generate greater passion, performance, and results. It is better to know some of the questions than all of the answers. James Thurber. Chapter 1. Embracing uncertainty accelerates growth. With open arms and high expectations, administrators, professors, and staff welcomed the new chancellor, Dr. Pho to their mid-size university. His friendly smile, amiable manner, endearing and inspired quips, and occasional y'alls endeared him to many, at least for a while. Some grumblings about his leadership style emerged about 6 months later. Growing pains was the refrain for some time as people adjusted to his priorities, proclivities, and style. During the summer break, the misgivings about his leadership seemed to dissipate, much like the winter chill. As the fall semester progressed, the original concerns reemerged and became more acute. In November, Dr. Pho held a regularly scheduled brainstorming meeting with his direct reports. This was the first occasion when Dr. Pho invited some faculty members to expand the pool of ideas. Most of the faculty members were honored to be included and welcomed the opportunity. After Dr. Pho presented the problem to the group, he asked for ideas. The faculty, who were new to the group, waited for the direct reports to offer up the first comments. Crickets, not a chirp. Time seemed to tick down like the clock on the final round of Jeopardy. When the time was just about to expire, Dr. Pho queried, "What about the faculty members? Do you have any ideas?" One senior faculty member immediately heeded the opportunity. "What about ABC? Dr. Pho grimaced a bit and declared with his most charming accent, "That dog don't hunt. Any other ideas?" Another faculty member suggested another approach. Dr. Pho's response, "That dog don't hunt either, and here's why." Sensing the pattern, nobody else offered any ideas. Even though Dr. Pho kept prodding the group for more input, his patience waned and he huffed, "Why do I have to do all the thinking around here?" And he disgustedly stomped out of the room. The answer, of course, was painfully clear to everyone around the table. Dr. Pho was the only one with good ideas. By routinely shooting down every suggestion, he had stifled all input. Dr. Pho's style vividly illustrates how someone, despite his queries, actually thinks he has all the answers. He demonstrates no tolerance for uncertainty because his analysis is always correct. He won't even explore the reasoning behind a suggestion that he disagrees with. At the most fundamental level, he leads by commanding others through his positional power, rather than caring about the people and the university in a meaningful way. What does it mean to embrace uncertainty? Uncertainty can best be defined by its opposite. Certainty means that something is fixed or settled. Every time we jump up, we come down. That's a certainty explained by the law of gravity. Ben Franklin's oft-quoted maxim cites two other certainties. "Our new constitution is now established. Everything seems to promise it will be durable, but in this world, nothing is certain except death and taxes." So, we think of death and taxes as certainties because they are absolutely predictable knowns, even though we just don't know when or how much. But Ben's quote also offers some frequently overlooked advice about uncertainty. The first clause of this legendary quip cautions the founders. They should not take for granted that the constitutional principles will endure over time. In other words, don't treat something that is inherently uncertain as if it is a certainty. Those who are certain are free of doubt. They are sure of what they know, just like Dr. Pho. Leaders who embrace uncertainty embrace doubt. They question what is fixed and settled. Are there places in the universe where people could jump up and never come down? Questions like this suggest an implicit tentativeness about our state of knowledge. Nothing is settled once and for all. Embracers of uncertainty hold even their most coveted knowledge as but a rough approximation. Physicist Richard Feynman described the impact of the theory of relativity in this way. "The first discovery is, essentially, that even those ideas which have been held for a very long time and which have been very accurately verified might be wrong." It was a shocking discovery, of course, that Newton's laws are wrong. after all those years in which they seemed to be accurate, we now have a much more humble point of view of our physical laws. Everything can be wrong. If a Nobel Prize-winning hard scientist operates...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?